Welcome to CenterPod Podcast. This is the AI voice narration of Why You Should Stop Caring What Other People Think, Taming the Mammoth, Wait But Why. We made a fancy PDF of this post for printing and offline viewing. Buy it here. Part 1, Meet Your Mammoth. The first day I was in second grade, I came to school and noticed that there was a new, very pretty girl in the class, someone who hadn't been there the previous 2 years. Her name was Alana, and within an hour, she was everything to me. When you're 7, there aren't really any actionable steps you can take when you're in love with someone. You're not even sure what you want from the situation. There's just this amorphous yearning that's a part of your life, and that's that. But for me, it became suddenly relevant a few months later, when during recess one day, one of the girls in the class started asking each of the boys, "Who do you want to marry?" When she asked me, it was a no-brainer. Alana. Disaster. I was still new to being a human and didn't realize that the only socially acceptable answer was, no one. The second I answered, the heinous girl ran toward other students, telling each one, "Tim said he wants to marry Alana." Each person she told covered their mouth with uncontrollable laughter. I was finished. Life was over. The news quickly got back to Alana herself, who stayed as far away from me as possible for days after. If she knew what a restraining order was, she'd have taken one out. This horrifying experience taught me a critical life lesson: it can be mortally dangerous to be yourself, and you should exercise extreme social caution at all times. Now this sounds like something only a traumatized second grader would think, but the weird thing, and the topic of this post, is that this lesson isn't just limited to me and my debacle of a childhood, it's a defining paranoia of the human species. We share a collective insanity that pervades human cultures throughout the world. An irrational and unproductive obsession with what other people think of us. Evolution does everything for a reason, and to understand the origin of this particular insanity, let's back up for a minute to 50,000 BC in Ethiopia, where your great-2,000 grandfather lived as part of a small tribe. Back then, being part of a tribe was critical to survival. A tribe meant food and protection in a time when neither was easy to come by. So for your great-2,000 grandfather, almost nothing in the world was more important than being accepted by his fellow tribe members, especially those in positions of authority. Fitting in with those around him and pleasing those above him meant he could stay in the tribe, and about the worst nightmare he could imagine would be people in the tribe starting to whisper about how annoying or unproductive or weird he was, because if enough people disapproved of him, his ranking within the tribe would drop, and if it got really bad, he'd be kicked out altogether and left for dead. He also knew that if he ever embarrassed himself by pursuing a girl in the tribe and being rejected, she'd tell the other girls about it. Not only would he have blown his chance with that girl, but he might never have a mate at all now because every girl that would ever be in his life knew about his lame, failed attempt. Being socially accepted was everything. Because of this, humans evolved an over-the-top obsession with what others thought of them, a craving for social approval and admiration, and a paralyzing fear of being disliked. Let's call that obsession a human social survival mammoth. It looks something like this. Your great-2,000 grandfather's social survival mammoth was central to his ability to endure and thrive. It was simple: keep the mammoth well fed with social approval and pay close attention to its overwhelming fears of non-acceptance, and you'll be fine. And that was all well and fine in 50,000 BC. And 30,000 BC. And 10,000 BC. But something funny has happened for humans in the last 10,000 years: their civilization has dramatically changed. Sudden, quick change is something civilization has the ability to do, and the reason that can be awkward is that our evolutionary biology can't move nearly as fast. So while for most of history, both our social structure and our biology evolved and adjusted at a snail's pace together, civilization has recently developed the speed capabilities of a hare while our biology has continued snailing along. Our bodies and minds are built to live in a tribe in 50,000 BC, which leaves modern humans with a number of unfortunate traits, one of which is a fixation with tribal-style social survival in a world where social survival is no longer a real concept. We're all here in 2014, accompanied by a large, hungry, and easily freaked out woolly mammoth who still thinks it's 50,000 BC. Why else would you try on 4 outfits and still not be sure what to wear before going out? The mammoth's nightmares about romantic rejection made your ancestors cautious and savvy, but in today's world, it just makes you a coward. And don't even get the mammoth started on the terror of artistic risks. The mammoth's hurricane of fear of social disapproval plays a factor in most parts of most people's lives. It's what makes you feel weird about going to a restaurant or a movie alone. It's what makes parents care a little too much about where their child goes to college. It's what makes you pass up a career you'd love in favor of a more lucrative career you're lukewarm about. It's what makes you get married before you're ready to a person you're not in love with. And while keeping your highly insecure social survival mammoth feeling calm and safe takes a lot of work, that's only one half of your responsibilities. The mammoth also needs to be fed regularly and robustly, with praise, approval, and the feeling of being on the right side of any social or moral dichotomy. Why else would you be such an image-crafting douchebag on Facebook? Or brag when you're out with friends even though you always regret it later? Society has evolved to accommodate this mammoth-feeding frenzy, inventing things like accolades and titles and the concept of prestige in order to keep our mammoths satisfied, and often to incentivize people to do meaningless jobs and live unfulfilling lives they wouldn't otherwise consider taking part in. Above all, mammoths want to fit in. That's what tribes people had always needed to do, so that's how they are programmed. Mammoths look around at society to figure out what they are supposed to do, and when it becomes clear, they jump right in. Just look at any two college fraternity pictures taken 10 years apart. Or all those subcultures where every single person has one of the same three socially acceptable advanced degrees. Sometimes, a mammoth's focus isn't on wider society as much as it's on winning the approval of a puppet master in your life. A puppet master is a person or group of people whose opinion matters so much to you that they are essentially running your life. A puppet master is often a parent, or maybe your significant other, or sometimes an alpha member of your group of friends. A puppet master can be a person you look up to who you don't know very well, maybe even a celebrity you've never met, or a group of people you hold in especially high regard. We crave the puppet master's approval more than anyone's, and we're so horrified at the thought of upsetting the puppet master or feeling their non-acceptance or ridicule that we'll do anything to avoid it. When we get to this toxic state in our relationship with a puppet master, that person's presence hangs over our entire decision-making process and pulls the strings of our opinions and our moral voice. With so much thought and energy dedicated to the mammoth's needs, you often end up neglecting someone else in your brain, someone all the way at the center, your authentic voice. Your authentic voice, somewhere in there, knows all about you. In contrast to the black and white simplicity of the social survival mammoth, your authentic voice is complex, sometimes hazy, constantly evolving, and unafraid. Your AV has its own, nuanced moral code, formed by experience, reflection, and its own personal take on compassion and integrity. It knows how you feel deep down about things like money and family and marriage, and it knows which kinds of people, topics of interest, and types of activities you truly enjoy, and which you don't. Your AV knows that it doesn't know how your life will or should play out, but it tends to have a strong hunch about the right step to take next. And while the mammoth looks only to the outside world in its decision-making process, your authentic voice uses the outside world to learn and gather information, but when it's time for a decision, it has all the tools it needs right there in the core of your brain. Your AV is also someone the mammoth tends to ignore entirely. A strong opinion from a confident person in the outside world? The mammoth is all ears. But a passionate plea from your AV is largely dismissed until someone else validates it. And since our 50,000-year-old brains are wired to give the mammoth a whole lot of sway in things, your authentic voice starts to feel like it's irrelevant. Which makes it shrink and fade and lose motivation. Eventually, a mammoth-run person can lose touch with their AV entirely. In tribal times, AVS often spent their lives in quiet obscurity, and this was largely okay. Life was simple, and conformity was the goal, and the mammoth had conformity covered just fine. But in today's large, complex world of varying cultures and personalities and opportunities and options, losing touch with your AV is dangerous. When you don't know who you are, the only decision-making mechanism you're left with is the crude and outdated needs and emotions of your mammoth. When it comes to the most personal questions, instead of digging deep into the foggy center of what you really believe in to find clarity, you look to others for the answers. Who you are becomes some blend of the strongest opinions around you. Losing touch with your AV also makes you fragile, because when your identity is built on the approval of others, being criticized or rejected by others really hurts. A bad breakup is painful for